You don't have to dance for it, she says. Spend it on a hot meal. They kid themselves their generosity is for my benefit, and I assume that, without their guidance, I'll spend it on drink. I don't know what gives them that idea. I go round the corner to bargain booze and return with a 4-pack of special brew. I usually resist the lure of spirits, though on cold nights like this they'd be a good idea, but the aim is to get mildly pissed, just enough to make it easier to sleep. I zip myself into my sleeping bag and open the first can, attracting disapproving looks from some of the passers-by. Others quicken their steps as if they're afraid they'll catch whatever it is I am. Darkness falls, or it would if the shop lights were not left on. The flow of pedestrians dwindles to a trickle. It takes 2 tins for the alcohol to kick in. A pleasant warmth floods through me, and I find myself humming. My eyes close, and I feel myself falling asleep. Frida strips off and wriggles into my sleeping bag. Her breasts jiggle against my chest. I wake with a start. A walking cane, wielded by a stout man in a long black cape, is poking me in the ribs.